Yeah, boy, what's up?
I like just starting the recording right as you're just getting into your weird warm-ups.
Oh, you gotta get that voice clear, son. You gotta
Welcome Mike to WE444 Jazz.
Mic check. So what's it all about? Get this dick.
I'm gonna one of these days do a compilation where you literally start the podcast every single time being like, get this dick.
That's my first single off That Roam Fire, the mix part 2.
That Roam Fire.
Yeah.
Throwback shit. Oh, look, the weird BMW finally left.
I think they're fucking. You know, man, since...
The Rona.
The Rona appeared. My sister's been out of work.
Is she laid off or is she on furlough?
She's furloughed.
Okay.
And she's mad as fuck. And by mad as fuck, I mean she's indifferent. She's just mad that she don't have anything to do. So she had to find hobbies. She wakes up in the morning and is like, she probably flicks a bean or something. and you got to make up a new one. She probably pets a magic dragon. And then she gets on YouTube and... she watches people do creative shit so she can do her own creative shit.
That works, man. There's a reason why, like, I follow a whole bunch of, like, or followed or whatever, a whole bunch of, like...
You know, big titty bitches.
Bible verses. No, a whole bunch of creative people on IG, because it does work. Like, if you get a constant feed of just creative shit, it stimulates your dome and your dome regions that are responsible for creativity. And then you're like, yeah, I would like a life-size version of that Bible verse. But anyways.
Yeah, so that's what she's doing. But we did have to go down to the downtown Phoenix area to...
Oh, your car dented up now?
No, actually, it's... The area where we went wasn't that bad, so...
You didn't hit a million potholes?
Dude, fuck. The road's downtown, first thing.
Terrible.
Fucking terrible. It's like
terrible.
The Autobots and the Decepticons fought down there, and the city workers were just like, no, it's fine. It's fine. We don't have
historic
to repair any
landmark.
Of this.
Landmark.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. They're just like, no, fuck it, leave it. It's cool. Yeah, man. I was like, can we repair these, or
terrible,
are we fine?
Man, terrible. Yeah, I don't even try to drive the Z down there.
Fuck. I was like, geez. And even my sister was like, hey... Are these roads this fucked up all the time? I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, apparently. And so that was fun. And I was like, okay, save up some money for some suspension, I guess, because it's fucked now. So she had to go down there to the, because she filed for unemployment, and she hadn't got anything. So I guess one of her friends told her that she went down there to the office down there to get something checked so it goes in faster. So she went down there too, or we went down there. I took her down there to do the same thing. And when you go down there, it's a giant unmarked building. And so, first thing, we went down there and we had the address, right? And so that was good because, you know, bitches, they don't really give you address. They're just like, turn right, turn left. And I was like, fuck. But luckily, my sister wasn't down for that crap. She's like, I need the actual address. So I was like, cool. And we had the actual address more or less, but then we had to go on description. And she's like, my sister's friend was like, yeah, it's the big brown building. I was like, okay.
At high noon, there's a shadow of a dog that rests up against a pole.
And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, it's unmarked, and it's you'll see it. There's parking lots around it. I was like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, my sister was like, what the fuck kind of directions are these? I was like, I don't know. It's your friend, yo. And I was like, bitches, man. Bitches don't know nothing about no directions. And so, but luckily we found it. And she went in there. And my sister was like, yeah, she wasn't going to sit on anything in there. Because they had chairs in there. And she's like, I didn't.
Were those like hard plastic ones?
Yeah, they're like those hard plastic those ones.
Fiberglass
you had
ones.
In middle school.
They're color blue and red and shit. Yellow.
Yeah.
Like the old DMV ones.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I'm not going to sit on any of this shit or touch any of this. She was in there for like maybe an hour, 45 minutes. And she was like, I'm not sitting on any of this shit. And then she's like, man, but I am tired. Maybe I'll sit on the floor. And then she looked at the floor. She's like, fuck that. And I guess she didn't think because she's been wearing overalls because she's in her like ghetto hood rat mode. So she's wearing overalls everywhere. And, you know, so she's like, well, I'm not letting any of this stuff touch my skin because then I'll have to, you know, bleach it. So, but she said it was fine. So she might get her unemployment soon.
Nice. I mean,
yeah.
Just in time for her to go back to work. I mean,
apparently Barnes & Noble is going to be closed for until like August.
What?
Yeah, that's what she was pissed about. Not that she doesn't have to go back to work. She was like, fine, I don't want to go back to work. Fuck it. I'm cool. But that they're going to be closed for so long. And she was like, what the hell? Why can't you open? And apparently Barnes & Noble was like, well, we're not going to open till we can have max capacity. I was like, why? It's fucking some books, yo.
I'm assuming they have an online presence, though. Like, they're selling books online.
I believe so.
They're probably making more money on that than they are with the people that go, you know, just to sit there and read books for free.
Yeah, that's fucking what you do. A bunch of fucking heathens just out there.
Yeah, so that's probably why they're like, let's rethink this whole store thing. Let's just go the Amazon route.
Yeah, the only thing I need Barnes & Noble open for is my fucking Funko Pops. I need to make some profit on those. But
you need to start selling those. You and Boski. You got too many.
Boski can sell me some of his high-end ones. So that's cool. My sister was selling some of hers.
Her pops?
Yeah.
She's got pops?
Dude, she has a nice... Are you going to do a drop on me? You're going to blow me.
No kidding, dude.
Fuck.
People in my neighborhood are like that. Nosy-ass people. I'm in the garage cutting some wood, and 90% of the time I'm like, yeah, I'm either going to get my finger cut off because I'm paying attention to the car that's slowly driving by me, or I'm like... having to focus and get shot. So I got one or the other, either a finger or a bullet to the brain. What one of the two.
I'm telling you, you need to move your shit to the backyard, man.
Dude, there's not enough room, man. I move everything anyways. Plus, it's like, if I need a tool, it's nice to just be able to walk, grab it, and start working. If it's in the backyard, then I got to go through the house, grab the tool, go back through the house. It's like sawdust everywhere, and it's not even worth it.
I guess that's true. My dad's been actually doing that shit, too. I don't know if he saw your Instagram or some shit.
Why? Oh, no.
He's actually like working in the garage. Before, he used to be in the backyard just making noise and shit. Now he's in the garage making noise and shit. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Might as well start using some tools, man. Hey, man, we got to get back to handiness. All y'all males that don't know how to change a tire, there's a problem. You know how to change a tire?
Yeah, bro. I changed everybody's tire.
I was about to backhand you right now. Right here. On the podcast, live and direct.
I can change a...
Saturday night.
What? I can change an alternator on a 92 Sentra.
Dude, I still have fucked up memories of that. Remember that? Like, oh, man. Hey, Ruben, we want to ride to school tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to need your help changing out this alternator. Dude, AutoZone owes me so much time. They owe me like about 4 months worth of time. That's how long worth of alternator exchanges. And it only took about an hour or two to do it.
It didn't take very long, man.
But the amount of alternators I went through is impressive.
It's
you know what it is?
Stunning.
AutoZone is like, yeah, no, we didn't expect idiots like you to keep that 94 Central all those years. We're expecting that thing to blow up. Dude, that car, if I didn't get in an accident with it, had over 215,000 miles. That car was a beast. That car did not want to give up. Still had air conditioning at the very end.
I'm going to try to make a sticker that says I did it for the biscuit.
I did it for the biscuit. Dude, man. It's crazy how good that car was to us. That shit took us everywhere. I mean, I didn't trust it for long, long distance drives.
You're like, right past 99th Ave.
No,
did
like...
Did you live on 59th? Yeah.
No. I meant like if you were like, oh, let's go to Wyoming in this. I'd be like, is there an AutoZone nearby? I'd have to plan the trip and plan to know where all the AutoZones are along the way. You're like,
oh, I got all the water. Oh, cool. Is that for us? No. No, it's not. It's for the engine.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case.
Where's our water?
You don't need some.
Bitch.
How much you need?
Fuck.
Pull some out of the radiator for you. That car was good to us, man. That car took us, what? Through high school, most of college.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man, that car was good to us. That was a 1994 Nissan Sentra LE. Stood for limited edition.
What was
limited edition?
What was the limited part on it?
I think the limited was, it was like the final version before they went to the 95s, which are the ones that look like complete. Like, you know what the 95s look like? When you've given your dog some chocolate, and you're not supposed to give dogs chocolate, FYI, and then they just have an explosive diarrhea. Because it just is not good for their gut biome.
Mm-hmm.
That diarrhea is what the 95s look like. It's just like that. After it had time to just settle on the grass and just cool off and harden, just like that.
Disgusting.
The 95s look terrible. In fact, you know what, man? I'm going to say it right now. I'm very disappointed in Nissan. Most of the shit they make now is just uglier than a mother. Ugly. Arguably, some of the ugliest cars on the road right now.
You don't like the Juke?
The Juke is a pug. Like, it's like so ugly, it's kind of cute, right? The Juke is a pug. But everything is dog shit, all right? The Sentra is now like the size of an Altima. It's gigantic, yeah. It's bubbly, it's round, right. it's ugly. The Altima is just okay.
Still for
those. The weird, like, front ends that Nissan's doing right now are ugly. The Maxima, what is that? Who even owns one of those? Like, they make it for five people. Who cares? Boom.
That's the thing. Cars now are made for hoes and also for, like, five people.
Yeah, man. It's not worth it. The only thing, I kind of still like the 370. It looks good. I've never driven one, but it looks decent. Not as good as some of the older Zs. Biased. But the GTR is just impressive, though. That's a good car. I wouldn't mind owning one of those and dailying one of those and putting about 500 horsepower to the wheels. But
you know, nothing crazy, right?
Nothing crazy, just something reliable. But you know, I don't got that kind of money. But if you guys want to sponsor the podcast, you know, Nissan,
I want some.
I'll change my opinion on you guys real quick.
Seriously, look. Here, I'll drive a Juke.
If I got a Nissan Z for a Skyline for the weekend car.
Yeah, I'll drive a Juke. I'll juke the fuck out of it.
Yeah. They actually, Nissan, I think Nissan did this. Nissan put a GTR engine in a Juke.
Does it even fit in there?
They had to cut a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, so if you guys like don't know everything? What that is, it's the Skyline, the GTR is like the most impressive thing Nissan makes right now. It's all-wheel drive, six-cylinder, twin-turbo, like what is it, 500 horsepower of the factory, like out the factory. So when I said 500 through the wheels, it's not that much higher. All right, it's like about 150 horsepower anyways. But they literally had to chop off stuff, because in order to do it, you got to put the GTR engine into it, but you also got to put the GTR drivetrain into it. Like, that bitch little Juke differential is not going to take the power from the GTR engine, so they got to put the diff in there, and they caged it, and they did a whole thing. It's kind of crazy, but got to give it to Nissan. At least they're doing something with the cars.
That thing's making nice fours all day, right? Because it like weighs nothing.
That thing
now
has got to be impressive. Yeah, it's got to be good.
It's like, oh, it's just 132 out here. I might get a 5.
The crazy part to me is, like, you can get an R32 right now. We're getting nerdy ass talk.
Yeah,
you can get an R32 imported, and they're like $40,000. I'm like, why would I do that when I could spend an extra $5,000 and get a used GTR, like a 15, and have
to do it for the respect.
Yeah, the R32s would get a lot of respect.
Just like
I mean, you'd get a lot of young men trying to give you blowjobs.
Yeah, you would.
That's true. I'm not interested in that, but I'm just saying.
I would. You gotta do it for the respect.
Ruben's like, I would take those blowjobs just for the respect.
I mean, I'd deny them.
You're like, Timmy, get in the ball region, Timmy. Don't forget
like,
the ball
Timmy,
region.
I appreciate that you're willing to suck me. That shows that you're. You really do appreciate this car. You don't have to. They're like, oh, thank you, my lord. Thank you.
Thank you, my lord. Is that how you would respond to you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
If you were to tell me to be like, look, Timmy, I'm going to sit in my Skyline, and you sit in the left-hand drive because, you know, that's where the passenger is.
Right.
and you're going to blow me in my bride's seats, he would be okay with that.
Right.
And Jimmy's probably very straight. Right. Timmy probably has like a 10 girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it's a GTR.
Right. And
what are you going to do?
He's sitting on the left-hand side. So
yeah. What are you going to do?
He's rock hard right now.
Ugh. Just disgusting.
Just thriving.
Gross. Gross. Don't be rubbing your dick on my bride's seats. Get the fuck out of here. My bucket seats are not meant for dick.
All the females are like, what the fuck are they talking
about? I know.
Bride, you mean that shit that Onyx does?
No. It's more like bride dress? What?
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. Anyways. You know, I was thinking about the other day. With this whole Rona situation. Look, the yogis, grill people are out again. They're like, what are these weirdos?
I came off. I went way off subject.
Why?
Because I was like, you know, with the Rona going on, my sister not being able to work, and everybody being at home all the time, it's really hard to get some coochie, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what I was talking about with all these cars out here. That's probably what they're doing.
Oh, they're probably trying to get laid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is kind of cool where you could do that right now.
Right, because it's like, it's really cutting back on the coochie schedule, man. You just can't fucking...
You got to go back to the day, dog. You got to go back to messing in your car. Although, if you start doing that, please clean these seats if I said...
Look, man, you can't do nothing in the front seat. It's too big. Or it's too small.
You should have gotten a van, dog. Everybody hates on the van until you want that room. You know what I'm saying?
Like the van we used, my mom used to have.
Dude, your mom's van was a piece of shit. Once again, Nissan.
Right.
Try harder. Do more. Do more, Nissan.
Dude, that shit needed brakes every month.
Dude, that van sucked.
Wasn't it the biggest piece of shit?
The Nissan Quest was a piece of shit. Nissan, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I have owned Nissans all my life. Okay? Whoever is running Nissan right... In fact, you know what? I'm going to Google it. Who's running Nissan right now? Nissan CEO. Hold on.
1999. Like, what was it? Purple? No, like navy blue? Like some sort of dark blue.
It was a weird blue.
Fucking piece of shit, bro.
All right. Apparently the Nissan CEO is Makoto Oshida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Makoto Oshida. I'm going to tell you right now, your Nissan design language is dog shit. Do better, okay? Do better. I have owned Nissans forever. My first car was a Nissan.
Right.
My second car was a Nissan. Mm-hmm. My third car was an Infiniti, which is technically a Nissan. I've owned Nissan 300ZXs. I've owned three of them. Jesus, I've owned three of them now, you know? My daily isn't a Nissan, but, you know, my whole point is that it's not a Nissan because your car sucks
massive dick.
Rock hard dick. Like, you need
like
to
the guy
do...
who's sitting in my imaginary Skyline seat.
Do better. Because right now, nobody's throwing any respect to the Nissan name. No, Nissan has been around since the days of the Nazis, all right? Right? It was Datsun back then. But still, it's been around, and I'm a little irritated car...
Look, as we speak, there goes a new Nissan Quest right there.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Looks like a fucking front end of a bus.
It looks disgusting. It's do better. Okay, I'm ashamed of telling people that we came from the 1990s era. 90s to 2000s era of Nissans were decent and good. Engines were fucking stout. Dude... You know how many times... Let's talk about Seabiscuit for a second. Let's talk about Seabiscuit. Put some respect on that
Damn
name.
For the biscuit.
All right. Seabiscuit, my 1994 Nissan Sentra. All right. It was my first car. I know nothing about cars. All right. You know how many times I overheated that car? Like, not just like, oh, yeah, the temperature's a little higher than half. No. Bouncing off that H. You know how many times I overheated that car? You know how many times, like... I had warp rotors. How many times I had like lack of oil changes. And then when I redid the oil change, it was too full and it was smoking out the back. Like, you know how many times I did not do the coolant flush? How many radiators I blew up? How many alternators I changed? And those engines were fucking bulletproof. If I didn't know any better, my engine was fully built. All right, because it never... never haltered. 215,000 miles later...
Perfect.
Killing it.
Son.
And now you accidentally put a little oil in your car and it blows up shit.
Fucking blows up. That's why I thought this one's going to do it. I put a little bit too much oil. I go, fuck, there it goes. But luckily, I just drove like 100 miles an hour on the freeway and took care of that problem.
Ran right through the rings into the.
That's what I got to do.
You're fine.
That's what you got to do.
I'm just saying, do better, Nissan. I am ashamed of what you guys are coming out with. And I hear the new Z is about to come out soon. They're going to show it.
Oh.
I bet you it's going to not be good. But we'll see. We'll see.
That's be good.
We'll see. My whole point is do better. But Biscuit was a killer.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, back up to the 2000s, right? When they did the last GTR, the R34, that's when you were like, damn, that's a good car.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good car.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, GTRs, the R34s aren't legal yet, but they are going to be legal in a few years. Mm-hmm. Dude, they're going for like $100,000.
What?
Yeah. If you want an R34 Skyline, arguably the one Skyline that will literally make any man look away from his hot girlfriend to look at the car drive away. I don't care how hot you are, ladies. Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way, ladies. Ladies, I'm going to bring you girls down to reality, okay?
You ain't shit.
No matter how hot you are, okay, you can be... Who's like the hot chick right now in celebrity?
Well, fuck, I don't know, bro.
Who's like the hot chick right now? You could be with... I don't know, man. You could be with Ariana Grande, okay?
Ugh.
All right, people like that chick. I don't know why. She's a slick little girl. But anyways, you could be with Ariana Grande, who everybody's all about right now. And if your car, if your guy is a car guy, he will literally stop staring at you while you talk, turn to the opposite degree, and follow the car as it drives away, listening to the pitch of the exhaust over your whiny voice and hoping that it hears some sort of rev from that car until he no longer has visual comprehension of what that car is anymore, and then he will zoom back into your conversation. That is like, what, yeah. That is how important that like, car
yeah,
is
yeah, babe, that's what
to
happened.
Car guys.
That's what all right?
And that is why that car will go for $100,000. Oh, shit. How much for that Sentra, dog? We'll go half
look,
on it.
Look, you're like, okay, it's kind like, of...
It's a little beat up. It's a 94, no,
look,
right?
Look at this interior. Look at this fucking interior, wow. Son.
Wow. It's got roll-up windows. Look at the dash. I haven't seen that dash in forever. See, that right there, I used to go past that H one time. I overheated it. Man, it was hitting that temp text.
That means it's fine, son. When it goes past that...
You're like, it's warmed up.
Yeah.
That's perfectly warm. How much for that Sentra, dog? We'll half on it.
How much would you...
We're going half on it.
Daily
we're going half daily it. Oh, it's have air conditioning. We're about to hit 114, dog.
AC, 140,000 miles.
140,000 miles. That's good original, for another 60. Son. That's good for another 60, dog. We'll go half on that.
Oh, these
this guy's name is Sivian.
Language.
What the fuck? That dude's name is Sivian. What the? His name is a Civ? Like he's.
Oh, 94. Jalapeno at 100.
Dude, that's a 94 Nissan Sentra. Dog, $1,500. We'll go half on it.
No, you gotta do your Eric McTrader shit on him. Where's this man at? Oh, he's back in our hood, son.
Do they have this by, like, literally your old neighbor?
Am I?
Oh, fuck. Dude, that's... I mean, the outside's a little beat up.
It's a little beat up.
But for $1,500?
My interior looks pretty good.
Dude, I bet you I can go to AutoZone right now. Right now and have all those warranties still there. We could replace the alternator right now and that warranty would still be good. Lifetime warranty.
Oh, can you imagine fucking just rolling up anywhere in a fucking 94?
Dude, if this podcast was making money, this would be something we'd have to do. We'd have to get one of these cars and just fix it up and then just daily them.
Fucking, I found a full
Sentra engine. $800. That seems expensive. I'll give you $500 for it. Right no, now, no. Cash.
The car was
crisp.
Crashed.
Crisp. This is how you got to go up to people. When you're on OfferUp or on regular, you know, not OfferUp because it doesn't work as good. But if you're dealing with some dude local and the guy's like, hey, man, I want $50 for that. I'm like, look, bro. I don't have 50 on me right now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 20, and I'm going to give you a real crisp, real tight $10 bill with it. 30 and a firm handshake. We dip right now. Go separate ways. Both happy folks. And then he'll do it. 80% of the time, that works.
You got it. You got
to. And so you go up to that dude, and you can be like, $500, bro. And I'm going to give you hundreds, like legit hundreds. So when you go back home, you feel like a baller with a stack of, you know, hundreds. You know, the reality is it's like only five bills, but he'll it makes it sound better when you say stack. Oh, look at that piece of shit 2000 Sentra. Look at that piece of crap. That thing looks like a balloon. Somebody just inflated like a balloon man, and then a bee stung it and it didn't pop. That's what that looks like.
You can't fucking improve on the
dude. If we had legit podcast money, I say we'd have to buy that Sentra. We take it to Mako. All right, we'll tape it real good so they do a good job. You know, we'll mask it off so mm-hmm. they don't overspray the windows and we get the windows like and like yellow. Time. Yeah, do they fuck that up? Anyways, we tape it off real good. We'll do like a weekend project. Tape it all up, give it to them, and then we have it resprayed. Put some like OEM specific wheels. Like we get some Altima wheels of that time. We'll get some 300ZX wheels of that time. Pop them on there. Boom, dog. Daily it. We'll daily it on the weekends.
Samson, that's the only thing they got. That one. 1500.
Respect,
why is
man.
This man fisting his vehicle for?
Because this idiot seems to think that everybody's got a registry for their license plate. So they're like, oh, I gotta cut off my license plate because I don't want people to know where I live. I'm like, wait, aren't I going to go to your house to see the car anyways?
I said, I can just take the license plate then. I gotta check to see if my license plate's on my vehicle, actually. I took the license plate frame off.
Why? Oh, the frame?
Yeah. I got my new tags. Look, man, you can't improve on the fucking...
No, man. Seabiscuit was good to us.
You can't improve on that 90s.
And that one's probably pretty good, too, because it's got the roll-up windows. That's so, you know, we could do the whole...
Crank.
Those will never give out, dude. They'll never give out. That car is going to outlast both of us.
It might.
If we do good oil changes on it, get the radiator all set up, dude, that car will outlast us.
Has ice-cold AC.
Air conditioning, dog. That's all you need now. Was it automatic?
Yeah.
A manual. Yeah.
That's it, son.
That's where it's at,
that'll be the official fucking...
Podcast car?
Podcast vehicle of Monday's Document.
Dude, that car probably gets better gas mileage than this car. What's this car get?
24.
Dude, that car used to give me legitimately, consistently, 32.
Yeah, man.
Consistently. With 250,000 miles in my shit maintenance... Consistently 32 miles per gallon. They made cars good back then, man. Iron blocks. Like, those blocks are heavy. Heavy, man.
And
heavy.
And if I'm forgetting this, you gotta remind me. You crashed into somebody because you're getting blown, correct?
No, I was going to a job interview. I was looking for the thing, and I swear to you, dude, I looked to the left to see if I can find any sort of numeration on the building. Because, you know, this is back in the... Okay, this is how old we are, okay?
Jesus.
This is how old we are, for
really
those of you.
Tell that story.
Pretend, go with me here, okay? We are so old that I was going to a job interview and I was just given the number and the address, right? And there was no way for you to plug into your phone. So you had to, like, drive and you're like, all right, the cross seats are this and this. I'm looking for like 6432, right? So you're looking for any buildings that have numerations on them. Numerations? Numerals? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You're looking for some numbers. I'm ignorant as fuck. You're looking for some numbers on some buildings. And of course, in the ghetto, in the hood,
right,
nobody maintains their buildings.
Nope.
So there's no numbers on anything. I'm like, are you trying to hide like the serial numbers,
yes,
like on guns? What,
yes,
are you doing here?
This is what they're trying to do.
So I'm looking, and so I, for a second, dude, I'm even going like the speed limit. I'm going and I turn and I'm like, is that have a number on it? No number. Okay, I turn back. This fool is stopped, dead stopped at like one of those intermediate lights, not like a major intersection. Stopped, dead stopped, like zero. Okay. And I don't know if the light went green. I could have swore the line went green. And he was still there. And so by the time I turned around, my brain clocked that this fool was stopped. I just had enough time to turn the wheel because I was trying to get away from him. And he literally just hit the corner of the car and just fucking smashed it. Smashed it, bro. Smashed the headlight. Was it the passenger or driver's side? I can't remember. I want to say it was a passenger side, but I waved, I moved out, and I just did not get out enough, and they just cornered it. Honestly, I probably could have had that fixed, now that I think about it. I mean, somebody could have just chopped off and rewelded a new part, but it was just going to be a lot of money. Plus, it was like a 94 Sentra, man. I crashed it in what? Like 2006 or something?
Yeah.
Like,
seven?
The insurance was like, yo, I'm going to write you a check, but it's going to be like $300.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when they paid me out, which was not a lot, it was like $400 or something. Like, it was something like that. Like, it would have cost me far, 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 far more to fix that car. But that car has so much sentimental value, dude.
That's when I found out I was a man.
That's when I found out. We won't talk about it. That's a story for another day.
You're like, I like boys. I mean, women. Women. I like women.
That's when you find out what the man on the boat was all about.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Dude, what is up with people revving through here?
Fucking trucks are racing.
Dude, truck people are the fucking worst. Are the worst. I have one asshole in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I'm only going to make you guess what the nationality is. Anyways.
Probably Hindu.
Because Hindus are known for trucks.
Camels.
Shit.
Camels, trucks.
This is a douchebag.
Magic carpets, trucks.
Who's got one of these souped up trucks. And the other day, he's just going up and down, and he's literally just peeling out, leaving tire marks on the ground. I'm like, dude, I have a performance vehicle, and I have never done that dumb shit before.
You gotta find the non-emergency number.
Why? So they don't respond to me?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you.
Freaking stupid.
Yeah, call the non-emergency number so you could be like, hey, I'm a poor defenseless non-minority. Can you
please help us?
Help me.
This colored folk is driving very quickly to the neighborhood, dude. Around the corner, cops just come out of nowhere. Colored folk? He's someone with pigment?
I think he...
Someone with pigment is causing problems?
I think there's children here. They're playing marbles in the middle of the street.
I'm going to be so pissed in one of those days. Like, that guy peels out and just chucks a rock through my window. So, dude, I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah, man. Truck people are the worst.
I'm going to be so pissed.
Hey, look. There's a... What's that?
I think it's an Audi. Audi TT.
Yeah.
That's a girl's car.
Audis are a girl's car. I'm glad you figured
no,
that
the
out.
Audi TT is a girl's car. It's like for California bitches. Blonde chick who's like, I want an Audi. And then they go to the Audi dealership and they're like, oh my God, this one is so cute.
You can just say bitches, man.
That's what Audi TTs are for, dude. That's exactly what those are for.
Oh, fuck, it's a minority.
The Mustang or the Dodge?
The Dodge.
Okay.
It's a Mexican watch. Fuck. I think we got to just people watch more.
Maybe we should. Remember when we do that? Remember when we did that in the beginning of the podcast and we went to the that big Westgate area where...
Oh, we can't go there no more.
What happened over there? Oh, I heard there's a shooting, right?
There's a shooting.
Somebody told me about this. I was like, there's a shooting? Dude, fucking, this is how little I listen to this.
Fucking Bin Laden Jr. took out his AK... He just started capping people like
did
it
he kill
was
anyone?
No, he's a bad shot. He just started capping people, man. So you don't want to eat there?
You know, he found out the vape is no longer open.
Ah!
Freaking loser.
Gaylord.
He loves that robot dick.
Yeah, I still can't put it in my mouth, man.
Dude, don't give me that shit. I'm gonna call you out right now. You're so full of shit.
I can't.
You're so full of shit.
I can't put the normal robot dick in my mouth.
Uh huh.
I can put the
Middle Eastern
robot dick in my mouth. I can do that fine. But the little one, the little American robot dick, it can't touch my lips. As soon as it goes, I go.
You like that giant snake-like Middle Eastern dick, right?
That's fine. Because I feel classy. Because I feel classy. I'm like, oh,
disgusting. It just reminds me, what was it, Alice in Wonderland? Wasn't it Alice
I feel
in Wonderland?
Like that gay bastard.
Remember, it was like that weird, like.
Didn't that bunny do it?
No, was it a bunny? Dude, that's the biggest stoner movie ever. What's, no, it was like a big old centipede or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Like one of those, like, worm shits.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trying to get her high or something, right?
Yeah, he's like, puff this magic dragon. And she's like, okay.
Dude, you know what's funny? Like, in America, that's the way they, like, somebody took LSD. And came up with that concept.
Okay.
But like if this was Japan, it'd be some sort of hentai monster. And it'd be like just freaking squid-like dicks. And they're like, oh, yeah, suck on this, right? Like it's weird how Japanese people go ape hard in the paint. They go hard in the paint. While Disney, however you say it. Disney is like, oh, yeah, no, we're gonna passive-aggressively make this about dicks. Secretly, this giant dick-like animal is going to make you want to suck on the dick-like pipe. Get the fuck out of here.
It all has to do with dicks, though.
You know I'm right. I'm going to Photoshop you as that giant
worm
should. Thing.
That'd be awesome.
And you can be all high.
I wonder if that place is open.
What, the vape shop?
No.
Disney?
No, Disney's still closed.
They're making plenty of money on Marvel. What?
The place we go to over there where we smoke the robot dick.
Dude, I like how you're like, oh, no, no, I'm not eating anywhere public right now. But yet you're like, man, I would love to suck on some Middle Eastern
dick. I'd love to suck on some Middle Eastern robot dick right now.
I like how you're saying that with a big-ass smile. Ugh. Ugh, dog. Get that mic out of your mouth. Get that mic out of your mouth. Disgusting. I know your throat opened up that big, dog. Jesus.
They have
I know porn stars that'd be jealous of your skills.
Oh, wow. They have drinks there too, so that's why. I'm like,
that's what it is, dude. You're going into some weird gay fetish place. What they're trying to do is loosen you up with the drinks, and then all of a sudden they're like, here, you suck on this pipe, and you're like, okay. You're like, oh, it's softer than I remember it being. Meteor.
Something's coming out.
Disgusting.
It tastes like that stuff inside a Pop Tart.
Disgusting.
Oh, fuck. That's nasty. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's gross. Oh, dude, speaking of gross shit, dude, the other day when you brought up that segment we haven't talked about in a long time, the thing I've heard in pornos, I remember some things that I heard myself, but it didn't come to mind. I was like, dude, come on, there's something I've heard. And I was like, oh, come on. And now I remember them, dog. I remember them. All right, you want to hear some shit I heard in pornos?
All right, let's go.
All right, this is a segment. Dude, you think of a slogan, by the way?
Oh, fuck. That was
you fucked up, dog.
I didn't even think of that.
Damn, you fucked up. I did, too. I didn't either. Hopefully, both can them give us some ideas. But anyways, we need a little song for these segments. Like, oh, things I heard in a podcast. Things I heard in a porno. Down.
That's what we got to change the name of this to. Things we heard in a porn cast.
Oh, jeez. Because it's no longer topical to have Monday vlog room talk.
Nah.
Things we heard in a porn cast.
Well, when Joe Biden's wins with all the black vote, did you hear what he told everybody?
No.
He's like, I guess he told CNN. He's like, if you're black and you don't vote for me, you're not black enough. I was like, damn. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yes, I'm voting Biden.
That dude just went straight like, hey, man, guilt tripped you into voting for him.
And all the white people were like, well, we are white, so we're That's still going to vote Trump.
That's yeah. Hilarious. Oh, okay. So things I heard in a porno. All right. Check this out. All right. So one time, like, this chick was going at it with this dude, right? I feel like in order for this segment to work, we almost have to, like, paint a picture of what's going on. But you can figure it out. People are going at it. People were going at it, right? And the chick just out of nowhere is just like, yeah, bury that bone. I'm like, what?
I would have pulled out and been like, how?
You're like, leave it in here or what?
With my hands?
For me, it's like, okay, first of all, you need to be a little bit more original because there's no bone in here, right? You can't bury something that doesn't have a bone. Like, whatever.
So you want me to take my dick off and just leave it in here? The fuck is wrong with you? Get off my dick.
Okay. The other one is kind of funnier because it was in Spanish for some reason.
You're a freak.
I came across it because it was like some dude hooking up with some cute chick.
On my Pornhub, it has bilingual because I'm just that Mexican.
I'm trying to. You know what I do, dog? I put the subtitles on in different languages so I can learn. You know, you gotta. If you're trying to learn different languages,
it's like Rosetta Stone, except the sexy version.
Yeah, man, that's how you learn stuff. You gotta do
instead of it's like ay.
Oh shit! Oh fuck! Oh man, that's bad. Because that's actually part of this video too. But anyways, no, it's this dude giving this Cuban chick some tip. But anyways, apparently, so okay, this one I gotta preface it, right? Because they're going at it, and so the girl's Cuban. I don't know what the dude is, but
black.
I can. This is your fantasy now. But then I have to... So in Spanish, I'm going to tell you what it's saying in Spanish. Cuban Spanish, probably. The guy I was talking to the girl in Cuban. Cuban?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Cuban?
Yes, Cuban.
Is that how it's said? His head said? And he's kind of like... He's like... he's like going at it, right? You know how guys will be saying some dirty shit, and they're like, yeah, all right. And he's like, yeah. What did he say? How did he phrase it? He was like, you know, he's in the middle of grunting and going, she's like, she. Oh, no, she says it. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, dame la leche. And I was and she just says it like in a way. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what did she say? What did she say?
She said, give me that milk.
Yeah, dog. But she said in that way that chicks like say shit in porno. And I was just like, wow. And that took me out. That's when I had to like slow clap and then just be like, yeah, nobody's jerking off today. We're just going to laugh at this for the rest of the night. And it's just funny because like my mind goes to like milk.
That's not really
color wise, I guess, depending on how like, you know, thick you're going.
You know, if a scientist was there, he would have been like, yes, this is nourishment for your body.
This is protein and casein. You know what I'm saying? There is protein in it. But the way she said it, and it must, maybe it's like a Cuban thing, you know, where there's like some loss in translation. I've never heard anything like that. Maybe I need to watch more like Spanish porn.
Maybe.
Maybe that's a thing and I just don't know about it. I'm gonna research this. I'm gonna come back next week's podcast to let you know about it. But I heard that and I was like, dude, that's a new one. Bury the bone. It's like, all right, statistically I've heard that probably at some point. Right?
Yeah.
But give me that milk.
In Japanese, I'm like, wow. It's like hee hee hee.
Dude, I was laughing at that. I was like, wow. Wow, that's a new one. I'm gonna write that one down.
Give me that milk.
Yeah, man.
See, if I'm mid-stroke and I'm about to, and I feel that gargling in my balls.
Is that what it feels like for you? Like,
you feel that deep in there. You feel that.
You're like, it sounds like your stomach when you're hungry. It's like,
yeah, except in your balls.
Oh. They vibrate too. It's like,
no, if it vibrates, you didn't get that checked.
Mine sounds like a revolver loading up.
Wow. Like two fucking metal.
Yeah, dog.
Metal things.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, shit.
Did you not have your fucking mic on the whole time?
No, I had it on. I just turned it off.
Oh, you're fine if you turn it back on. I was like, dude, if your levels are fucked, you're editing this video. Or this
audio. I think I'm good.
You're good,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay.
Fucker.
No. So, but and then it says, give me that milk. That's probably going to do it for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
You just finish it up. You're like, fuck it.
Then afterwards, I'm like, what?
Afterwards, the way you got to respond, then you'd be like, yeah, you want me to get that Nesquik with it? You want me to get that Nesquik? You know what I'm saying?
Was that? You got to say something stupid.
So you know, only Hispanics are going to get this, but you're going to be like, you want that abuelita chocolate to put in it? You're like, I'll mix it up right now.
It's like, want some cookies to go with that?
You're like, yeah, you want this Hershey's syrup to mix in that milk? You know what I'm saying? Ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Ugh. Afterwards, I'm going to have questions. I'm like, so how many other N-words have you said that to? How much other milk has been in here?
Right. What kind of USDA got going on in that
kitty? Is there coronavirus in here?
Is there 2% and full milk? Is some vitamin D enriched? What's going on in here?
Is this skin milk?
Is this almond milk? What the fuck is this?
Nasty.
Coconut milk? What the fuck is that? Coconuts have milk?
They might if you squeeze them hard enough. Anything can be milk.
Right? Jeez.
Want some duck milk?
Ugh. I think when you're drinking milk from something, well, do ducks have milk? No, right? Because they're not mammals. Fuck, we're stupid. Where's the cutoff, dude? All right, so milk, right? Well, you don't drink milk, right?
Yeah,
you drink milk? All right, so what about, okay, cows?
Oh, yeah, man.
Cows were good, right?
Yeah.
So what about, like, goat? Were you cool with goat milk?
I haven't had goat milk.
Would you drink goat milk? Sure. If we had, like, a Fear Factory episode and I'm like, milk, goat milk, let's do this. Let's have fictional Fear Factory, all right, okay?
Let's go.
All right. So we're at my place. We're chilling, and I'm like, I bust out with a whole bunch of cups of milk, and you and I are going to have to go one after the other.
So instead of liquor like we normally do.
Yeah, we're going milk.
Milk.
Yep.
That's what we got to do when we get together next time.
Yeah, we just do like, well, we got to find these like really rare. We got to go to like a farm. Oh, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. Boski, get ready for this.
Yeah, so get ready.
So we're going to go to a farm.
Prepare.
We're going to go to a farm and be like, I need a gallon of each type of milk you can get me from all the different animals. And I don't want no fucking horse milk. No, what I mean, like, I don't want no fucking male bull milk. Yeah. All right? No, I need literal fucking from the teat.
I need semen.
I don't need any of that shit.
I'm not trying to impregnate nobody.
I ain't trying to literally be a Fear Factor episode. No. But this is what we do. This is what we do, guys. All right, this is what we do. This is what we do. I go to a fucking farm, and I ask them for different types of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Then I'll lay the cups, like, in an order.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll all take one drink. So the first three cups, you, me, and Boski will drink a little cup. We'll take a little shot, cow milk. Boom, right? We'll start with like a full, what is it? Full fat? No, what is it? Whole cow milk.
Let's say
full milk. Bam, first shot, boom.
Right.
Get the baseline, right? Next one, we'll go to like fat-free cow milk. Boom, get the next one, right? Slowly work ourselves in. Then goat milk. You do the goat milk?
Can you drink? Is that fine?
Yeah.
They like eat shoes and shit.
they're not supposed to. It's not like
that's what I've always seen on TV. Like they eat cans.
They do a lot of dumb shit.
They eat like fucking like rubber and just fucking anything you give them.
They do a lot of dumb shit, but it's not like if you're a farmer that you're like, hey, Stephanie, I see your shoes are getting old. Let me take them out to old Stuffy out there. No, man.
Okay. Yeah, this should be fine.
Okay, goat milk. Cool. All right. Horse milk.
Do horses have milk?
They're mammals. They have to, right?
If you can actually prove to me that it actually has milk.
Fucking goat. Google's a thing, dog. Let's see. Good.
I was going to show you a cup of semen. That's what I was going to show you.
You're like, why is it so translucent?
Why is there a tadpole in it?
Mare milk is milk secreted by female horses known as mares during lactation to feed their foals. Look, baby horses are called foals. Mare milk is particularly rich in whey protein, polysaturated fatty acids, and vitamin C.
So I can start lifting shit right after.
Right afterwards,
right
dog.
Right after.
Look, man, this company even makes it. Look, they have a little pretty horse on the fucking jar. Look
there
at
you
that.
Go. Okay, yeah, so let's right. fucking go.
Horse milk. All right, you good with horse milk?
I'm good with that.
You drink the horse milk?
I'll drink it.
All right, so far we got cow, milk, goat. Wait, goat, horse.
Yep.
What are the mammals?
Sharks.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, jeez, man.
Sharks have milk?
No, they don't.
Is that a thing?
You know, now that I think about it, are dolphins considered mammals? No, right? Why are they? What is?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, what about sheep milk? You drink the sheep milk?
Oh, yeah, that should be fine, right? Tastes like wool. All
right, what about donkey milk?
No, I'm not drinking that.
You stop at the donkey?
I'm stopping at donkey milk.
You're stopping at the donkey?
I'm stopping at donkey milk.
What about mule milk?
That's the same shit.
Mule and donkeys are different.
You're trying to trick me.
What about domesticated pig? Take some pig milk?
It's a little weird, but it should be okay.
So, but you stop at the fucking...
I'm not doing donkey. Sounds too much like dick.
What about llama? You drink some llama milk?
Fuck, everything has milk, don't it?
They're all mammals, dog.
Llama? Yeah, it should be fine. You find me one.
I'm pretty sure we can go to a farmer and they'll get you some. There's some rare animals I'm here on Google. Look at this. A zebu. You drink a zebu milk?
I have that Pokemon. Yeah, I'll suck on it.
What about a American pygmy?
Like the little midgets?
This is an American pygmy here.
That's a goat.
Looks like one. All right. That's probably all the mammals I can think of here in this.
Dolphin milk.
Let me see. Do dolphins produce milk?
Yeah, they
How would they milk dolphins underwater, though?
Same way, except in the water. The baby dolphin sucks it through its blowhole.
Jesus. Dolphin milk. Dolphins with calves produce milk in their mammary glands. Dolphins can simultaneously lactate and gestate so that pregnant dolphins may continue feeding an already born calf. How does that happen?
What?
How do dolphins breastfeed? See, this is why this is an educational podcast. You mofos are getting learned it every single week. I don't want to hear about this iTunes being like, you guys are not educational. No, iTunes, we are too educational for you. All right, back to my point.
Show me another podcast
that's more educational. Exactly, talking about, man.
What has milk?
Exactly. All right, here we go. A female dolphin has two inverted nipples that sit within its mammary.
Titties. I got it.
Where it says mammary slits. What the fuck is a mammary slit? I feel if I Google that, it's going to be real bad. Near its belly. When a calf is ready to nurse, it places its beak, oh, that's weird, into the slit to form a firm latch all the way around the inverted teat. That is weird. I can't believe that's a thing.
Fucking you people just got learned it.
Dude, I got learned it. Like, I guess this is what it looks like. It just looks like the dolphin is poking at the mom. Hmm. That's weird.
Okay.
I mean, they are considered mammals, right?
Right.
Oh, you want to see a dolphin giving birth?
No.
It's a little fin coming out of it.
Oh.
It's weird, man. Weird. I didn't know that. See, y'all got educated on this podcast. I don't want to hear about it.
You just got Bill Nye'd.
Yeah, that's what I got to do, man. We gotta head a whole bunch of milks, and then we'll just continue until whoever the last person is willing to go all the way.
And then we gotta have one that's bull semen.
Fuck that. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want anything to do with that. You're like, it's so thick, I can't get it down. Oh. It's working its way back up like the Venom suit.
It tastes like marshmallows.
Oh.
It tastes like marshmallow
fluff. Next week, you're all yoked and shit. You're like,
hey, bro.
What's up, bro? I'm like, what the fuck? You look like freaking John Cena all of a sudden. That bull semen is some strong shit.
By the way, call me bull now.
You're like, by the way, I just broke the human deadlifting record.
Also, I took a shit in your toilet. You need a new toilet.
Like I broke all the freaking all the shit. Oh, speaking of working out, dude, you know what I was thinking about? Mm-hmm. You know all these gym rats, all these sad Sam gym rats, mm-hmm. like are now able to go back to the gyms, right? Are the gyms open?
The gyms are open.
Just are open now, right?
You gay you know, bastards can go work out.
You guys can go jerk off in the showers again.
Just like you can have that one old man who just whips his dick out for no reason. In the gym.
You know what's funny though? Like all those gym rats bought equipment.
Right.
Because they were so afraid of losing their gains mm-hmm. that they bought equipment during mm-hmm. this quarantine. I was thinking this is probably the greatest time ever to pick up equipment on the cheap. Because mm-hmm. all these losers are not going to be like, oh, bro, I'm back to the gym. I don't need this. I'm going to sell my Bowflex dumbbells. If you're building a gym, this is the time to do it probably. Because now you're going to be able to get stuff for cheap. Because all those gym rats need to buy steroids. So they need to sell all of their equipment to afford those illegal.
Money.
Yeah, they need that roid money, man.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because you know what it is? The psychological mind fuck. So all those freaking gym rats are like, oh, man, I lost all these gains. Like you look at them and they look the exact same. The exact same. But now they're like, oh, psychologically, they think they look like toothpicks. So now they're going to go higher on their stacks. Because they need to make up for that lost time. And so now they need to go buy more drugs than they're used to. So they're
they lost those mental gains, son. It's all
in the mental. Head, man. It's all in the dome. You need to have a strong dome before you have a strong...
It's like sometimes...
Core.
I'm like, damn, I do have a 12-inch dick. And other times, I'm like, no, you don't. It's fucking not a normal size, like 12 inches. It's really 23 inches.
Damn, dog. This is why you need to have that dick reduction surgery.
I'm telling you. That's why
not good for you. That's not good for your heart. Your heart having to pump that much blood into your dick and then still power your legs for thrusting motions.
I just got to lay there. I just got to lay there like a log.
You gotta like strengthen your heart for your health.
Yeah. Fucking bug.
You gotta like start doing CrossFit workouts or some shit.
I'm gay.
Like, you got to run from those gay dudes trying to rape you. Isn't that what CrossFit's about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to run from those dudes.
You got to jump on some boxes.
You got to run. You got to do some weird kipping pull-ups so that you can get over fences so they can't get you.
I see all the workouts on Instagram, on the gram. You got to jump on some boxes.
Yeah, man.
You got to do pull-ups that aren't a full pull-ups. And
no,
I can see
man.
All your muscles just begging, hoping that you can hit a right form at some point. But you don't do it.
Nope.
You don't do it.
Strengthen those weak little tiny muscles that aren't built to carry a full human. They got to get so big that they can carry a full human. Like those little connective tissue, they want those to grow. And the only way to grow those is to test those to the point of ripping them.
Yeah. Look, we could jump over that. That's a CrossFit workout.
I think you should start doing this every day, just to get that heart strong, dog. If you're trying to pack those 24, if you're trying to pack that Michael Jordan, I'm saying you gotta get that heart stronger.
There you go. Hey, did you finish Tiger King?
I did finish Tiger King. That show is depressing. It's funny, dude. The first three or four episodes, you're kind of laughing. You're like, wow, this is a thing, huh? And then as it keeps going, you're like, this is kind of dark.
Yeah.
It's hella dark. And then that chick is crazy.
Yeah, and they just let her be.
Crazy. Also, like, if that law would have passed, wouldn't it have affected her?
Yeah, but she's dumb.
That chick is crazy. She totally killed her husband.
Yeah, we can all agree that she fed
him. Yeah, she definitely killed her husband.
She fed him to the tigers, right?
For sure. And then also, like... Well, that guy lost the zoo too, right? The doc guy, the guy with the long pony hair.
Because Tiger King was like, I'm riding all you bitches out since you're doing me dirty.
That guy had a weird kind of like sex cult / tiger cult going. That guy was a weirdo. He's like, the funniest part, I think, to me about that documentary, apart from, you know, what's his name?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic being incredibly crazy, is the fact that They edited it in a way where that doc guy came off like a fake fuck. Like, there were scenes where he's like, oh, is the camera on? Good. And then he turns it on. He turns it on and he's like, oh, this is when I was with Jerry Springer and I was showing him the tigers. Nobody's ever been that close to tigers before I did it. And then he's like, all right, good. You got the scene? Okay, good. All right, let's keep going. Like, it was funny how they edited it in a way where that guy came off like a douchebag because he was just turning on his personality whenever they told him they were live. But then they kept everything in. Hilarious.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny that everybody's trying to kind of copy what the Joe Exotic had, even though they kept telling him, your shit ain't shit. But, like, those other two guys, like three guys, tried to copy his shit, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't pull it off.
I was on that Tiger King guy's side for a little bit until and then you start putting it together that he was killing the cats when they were just getting too big. And then we start seeing him using, like, I hope you guys have watched this because I'm ruining it for you. But when he started using, like, Walmart meat for, like, to feed the cats, I was like, oh, fuck.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, to me, when that chick was like, yeah, we spend $60,000 a month feeding tigers, I was like, ooh, I believe that number, too. Because those mofos are eating just meat and meat and meat and meat. Like, you're not feeding those mofos a grain. And if you are, that's a sickly-ass tiger. Like, craziness. Like that scene where the Joe Exotic place is going downhill and that new guy was owning it, and you just see the herd of cats in a circle waiting for
that
meat.
Shit was crazy.
I was like, dude, that brought up some primal shit in me where I'm like, I cannot be near that. Nope. Because it's already bad enough when you see like a whole bunch of buffalo corralled and they're like running around, or cows when you see them in a slaughterhouse and they're moving around and you're like, dude, if you step in there, you're getting crushed. But when you have a whole bunch of hungry tigers, you're essentially like putting a whole bunch of little demons in there that are hungry into a thing. And you could tell their angst because they're running around and they're just frustrated and running around like a herd of, you know, when you see a herd of birds that fly in unison and you're like, this is some apocalyptic shit. That was like the mammal version of it.
Joe Exotic did have some good points. He's like, this is a fucking tiger, it will kill you.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. As to where that Caroline bitch was like, oh, no, it loves us.
Dude, it's crazy to me how that Caroline chick has, like, a whole bunch of those volunteers. And then she has, like, a tier system for if they volunteer for X amount of time, they get a new shirt color. Mm-hmm. And they're there for, like, decades. And they work there for free.
Dumb.
And they just continue. And the funniest part that you guys are all going to hate me for saying this, especially the women, is all the dumb women that are there and be like, oh, my God, you are my hero, Carol. And she's like, oh, my God, you're going to make a girl cry. And she's just, it's like pulling on the heartstrings of women. And they just continuously just giving away their lives to this cause of this crazy chick who has so much money. so much money that she was willing to lose $1.5 million to fucking go after Joe Exotic. Insanity. Like, that's money that she's not paying all those people that are literally working there for free. The whole thing is crazy, man. The whole thing is batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. All those people are batshit crazy. Even the director guy, who is he the one that made the money, the movie, the documentary?
No. He was just helping Joe Exotic.
Because I thought he was the one that made that documentary. No. I'm like, he made himself look kind of weird.
He's the one who was helping him, Joe Exotic, on that TV show he was doing.
The whole thing was weird, man. It was interesting just to see that kind of shit happen. And I'm like, oof, man. It's dark. It's dark. And then at first it was funny, lighthearted. You saw some funny-ass little, like, interactions, right? But then at the end, you're just like, oh, dude, all this is darkness. And I'm like, this is real. That's the worst part. It's like, yeah, this is real. That's the crazy part. On a positive note, though, you know what show you should watch? It's really good. Mm. I just started watching it. It's called, give me 2 seconds and I'll tell you. It just came out on Amazon Prime. No, I don't want to see
Clifford.
Yeah, Big Bird. Or Big Clifford, Big Bird. Homecoming Season 2, dude. If you haven't seen Homecoming Season 1, that is fire. It's like a mystery suspense kind of show. It's like, it's got Julia Roberts on it, surprisingly. Upload on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. So
dude, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's comedy. It's comical. It's lighthearted, but there's some kind of, you know, side kind of story. It's pretty good. Worth watching. I'm 4 episodes in.
Have you seen Snowpiercer?
No, I haven't seen that.
Watch that one on Netflix. Me and my sister watched it. That's probably one of our favorite movies. We like that. We saw it a long time ago, then we watched it again.
Which is that about?
They're on the train.
Dude. That is the fucking movie I told you about. I haven't seen it, but there is legitimately worth watching on YouTube. There's a 40-minute video or 30-minute video or some shit where this dude breaks that movie down, and he talks about how that movie, hold up, no, he doesn't break it down in the way where it's a good movie. He breaks it down how he is convincing you that that movie is a prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and how the main character, the Captain America guy, is Willy Wonka. And he is so convincing. If you love that movie, you have to see that movie, that breakdown.
I have to watch that.
Is like literally breaking it down at the end. I'm like, yo, this is a convincing argument. This is Willy Wonka. I'm like, I'm sold. I'm done. I'm over it. It's over. I don't even have to watch it. I don't know what Snowpiercer is about, but he's Willy Wonka.
Go watch Snowpiercer.
Chocolate Factory. And not the psycho one. Not the fucking Tim Burton one. The OG old one.
Okay.
Worth it.
We'll see. Go watch... we watch that because they had the series Snowpiercer started. And I watched a serious Snowpiercer. I thought it was going to be dog shit. It's good. Good acting. So it's nothing like the original. But, you know, I'll keep watching it. But the original is still good. So
I got to watch it,
I guess. That's my recommendation for the week. While you're going back to work. Maybe still in quarantine. Or, you know.
Let's get back to work, people. Let's get back to fucking work. I'm tired of this corona shit. I'm tired of people bitching about these dead bodies. I jumped over 3 of them on the way here. We're fine. I'm fine.
The rats are eating.
We're fine. Let
nature do its thing.
Let nature take care of it. The rats will get powerful, and then we'll eventually just put a bullet in those. When they get to Master Splinter size, we'll be fine.
We'll fight them. Fight them back. Dude, I've been playing Turtles in Time.
Dude, that game's hard.
Yeah.
That game's hard. Anything from like the 8-bit and 16-bit era are arguably pretty difficult games.
Yeah.
I have yet to beat Ninja Gaiden.
I fucking had to beat...
I watch people do... what is it called when they try to do it as fast as they can? Speed run of Ninja Gaiden. I'm like, you guys have literally committed like a 4-year degree into this. Like, you could have been a doctor.
I just beat Maximum Carnage because I never beat it.
Dude, that game is, I've never played it, but I heard it's hard.
It's fucking hard because when you punch people, as you're punching them, they punch you back. So they're taking life away. And when you get to the bosses, like, you gotta fight the spider version of Spider-Man, you know, where he has 6 arms?
Yeah.
He fucking, he's the boss, but then he has a bitch that comes and helps him, and then you gotta fight 2 hobgoblins, too.
Ugh.
And, like, all with your little bar of life. And I'm like, okay. So I put the codes in because I'm like, I got to get through this bitch. Like, it's been 20 years. I got to get through this bitch. Like, I'm tired of this bullshit. I got to do it. And so I got through it, and then I was a little disappointed, man.
What's an 8-bit game? What do you expect?
Well, no, the story of what happened in the story, it wasn't very clear of what happened.
It was like a game that, back in the day, man, those games were just there to make money. The real question is, what's harder, Maximum Carnage or Neo?
Probably Neo, but Maximum Carnage is up there too, man, because Turtles in Time is up there too, and so was the other game I was playing too, which I'll post about tomorrow.
When you beat Neo, come back and talk to me.
Yeah, Neo's...
I just died like 6 more times, and I've only played it once since the last time we talked.
Fuck that, son.
And I literally only beat one level.
Fuck that. I'm over it. We get any Ghost of Omashimi?
Ghost of Tsushima. Wait, that's what I said. Tsushima? Ghost of Tsushima. It's the T is silent for some fucking reason. Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Sushi. That's what I said. We getting that shit?
I'm so frustrated with Neo. It's kind of like I don't want to take on any more games.
Well, you can beat Neo 2 years from now. It's fine. So we're getting Ghost of Tsushima?
Let me think about it.
And then I'll be you'll be the stealth one, and I'll be the dude who just goes in there and fucks everybody up. Or you can be the dude who goes over there and fucks everybody up, and I'll be the stealth one.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, I'll let you pick. That way we do both.
All right. Versions can of we the get game. Can we get the collector's edition, and I get to keep the mask, and you can keep all the other shit?
Yes.
You can keep the map and all that shit.
Yeah.
All right, I might consider it then.
All right. Good. Good talk.
I need a mask so I can go into Costco and be like, this is a legitimate regulation mask.
You want me to get you that Predator mask?
They're going to be like, sir, the center is open. It's just a mask, is it not? Do you want me to put my shirt in between myself and the mask? I'll do it. Show off my stomach. I don't give a shit.
You want I'm going to go in there with that Dark Vader voice changer. I'm like,
dude, you should. This would be a great. I bet you those are sold out everywhere. Like, if you wore those Darth Vader mask or the Kylo Ren one, yeah, but he's kind of gayer. You wear that Kylo Ren mask and it has, like, the voice modulator. You're like, hello, I am here for my pizza. Number 4? Wait, that's not how he talks. You should get an Optimus Prime one. I could do Optimus Prime. I'd be like, hello, Optimus. What the fuck?
Fuck.
This guy's just cock-blocking my joke.
Yeah, he is.
It's over.
It's over.
That's it.
Like the podcast.
Like it. Share it. Tell your people about it. Come back with some. Hey, email us with some intros. I need some intros.
Yeah, we need some.
I need some intros. I need some music. Stuff. I need some shit. All right, we'll see you guys next time. I'm gonna try to help these people. Peace out.